All right, so it's time to stump the mayor, Joe.
Yes, it is.
Score is what, 8-7?
Yep.
Okay.
Should I turn on my rally cap?
You should. All right, what's our question for Mayor Tom Dermody today?
Okay, this is a question regarding, and we had said this last week, it was going to be regarding the phone system.
Yes.
And it was going to be a national thing that happened here in LaPorte, which I don't think a lot of people know about.
No, but I've been studying.
Uh-oh.
Because you, telephones, you know, there had to be something special that happened in LaPorte.
Mm-hmm. A gentleman named Alman Stroger. He lived out in Kansas City, Missouri, and he was an undertaker. He used to call people, and they had what they called back then, what was it?
And they didn't answer.
They didn't answer. They would call call girls or something. So when people would call somebody, these switchboard operators, they would switch them to her husband, and that irritated this guy. So he came up with this patent for exchanges that they would bypass these call girls that answer the phone.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
What guy would want that to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, a Chicago judge ordered the phones to be shipped to Chicago, and it burned. About the same time, the Cushman Telephone Company in LaPorte had an exchange in LaPorte. And all the subscribers in LaPorte were part of that. A judge ordered the phones to be shipped to Chicago and it burned. LaPorte was out telephone service for 2 years. So this guy heard about it and made a deal with the mayor, Emmett Scott, to try his new phone system. So what system was this that was installed, Tom?
So, reading up on what makes LaPorte unique and special, I'm going to go with, now remember, 8-7, right?
Yes.
So we're going down. If I win this.
We're tied.
And then?
Then I don't know what we'll do.
I think you should both work for the others.
Yeah, I agree. I will come for, you know, and help a charity benefit that you've got going. You got to help me. How's that?
Perfect.
All right.
See, this special event happened November of 1892. Okay. 1892.
I'm going to say it was the first automatic telephone exchange.
Joe?
He's got it.
No way.
Yeah, baby.
All right, 8-8. What a comeback.
He did his research.
Teamwork, baby. That's what it's about. We're all in this together.
Yes, we are.
November 3rd, 1892, a formal invitation was sent to distinguished citizens in LaPorte and Chicago. They all met at the Lakeshore Train. The Lakeshore Train brought in 65 journalists, millionaires, investors, and industrialists to LaPorte.
Awesome.
And the mayor is back.
Yes, he is. Way to go, Tom.
Whatever, Tom. No.
There's some love there. All right.
Yep. And it was a new telephone system without what they called the Hello Girls. And it was automated system. LaPorte was one of the very first ones to use this.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it was later used in towns throughout the U.S. and Europe and was eventually purchased by Bell Telephone and GTE.
Wow.
How cool is that? LaPorte was
one of the first.
I don't know where they stuck the...
The patch cords.
Yes. Yeah.
And I brought in a picture from 1960 from the Saturday Evening Post that talked about it. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
With a picture of the courthouse in the back. And
you are so impressive with your history. I have to admit, that's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
LaPorte special.
Jeez. All right, well, the mayor wins this round. Next week, tune in because we'll be finding out who's going to do what to help each other out for charity purposes between the mayor and I. Right now, though, boys and girls, we got to get some music before we get back to talk to Mayor Dermody what's going on here in LaPorte. Let's kick things off with Brooks and Dunn, which, by the way, is going to be our trivia question on Denny's Diner coming up as well. Right here on 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. 96.7 The Eagle, Brooks and Dunn, hardworking man. Like I said, they are going to be our trivia question coming up on Denny's Diner at 6:55. But first, as we do every Tuesday morning, we've played Stump the Mayor. Now it's time to ask the mayor. Hello, mayor.
Good morning, and maybe not stump the mayor, but the mayor answers all the questions lately. I like it.
Yes, he does.
Not only for Stump the Mayor does he answer the questions, he takes your phone calls, he will listen to you, and he'll get you answers.
Yes.
And I give you credit for that. That is awesome.
I encourage everybody, and I know I guess I took some heat. Nate told me yesterday on Sound Off, but people can call me directly based on any comments, and I was talking, and we were talking about vaccinations and so forth, and I said, if the hospitals get overwhelmed, are they going to start turning away people that are not vaccinated?
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that's telling me it's fake, it's not real.
Yeah.
Then why should you go to the hospital for something that's fake?
Right. Yeah. That good point. Yeah.
True.
See, that's why he's the mayor.
That is.
So on that same subject, you know, we're seeing the numbers go up. Mask? Have you guys talked with the health department? What's going on?
Our goal and our focus is to provide as many options for vaccinations as possible. But when you talk, just yesterday, I was talking to a few of the people providing COVID and vaccination tests, and we're getting calls. I'm getting calls all day. Where can I get a COVID test? Where can I get a COVID test? And I've talked to some of the providers, and they're like, people are putting us as workers, not me, but them as workers in danger coming in to get COVID tests if they're not vaccinated. And they're like, they'll come get all these COVID tests, but they won't consider getting vaccinations. And this is coming from professional providers and others that are providing many services, that their fear is that they're going to miss somebody not even related to COVID, but has another illness or something. Mm-hmm. Because they are so focused. At one point, they were doing, I think last week, 900 vaccines, 900 COVID tests.
Wow.
And they'd much rather see 1,800 vaccinations. So we're taking it a step at a time. We are probably, today in the Board of Works meeting, we have a special Board of Works meeting that we're going to institute that for anybody, employees, internally, and this really comes from our police chief and our fire chief who have had runs of unvaccinated COVID positives. And again, we've had to test shifts. We've had a lot of people and just said, so we're going to go employee-wide for internal. You have to wear a mask when you're in the buildings or in a city vehicle, and you have to come with a weekly COVID test.
What if they get the vaccination?
They don't have to do that anymore.
Okay, that's why I'm asking. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Obviously.
So you're not looking at forcing your employees to get vaccinated then?
No, we're just saying look out for the whole.
Yes.
Protect the whole. I know, again, for support of the few, I guess, or for responsibility of the few. And we're not saying get vaccinated, but we are saying, hey, we love you. We want you to work here. But if you work here, you got to wear a mask. And you got to come in with a weekly COVID test.
All right, next question before we got to wrap things up. Let's talk about the Tom Dermody roundabout here, or, bypass, I guess.
Corridor, you
Corridor,
meant.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I don't know that other word.
No, it looks like it's moving forward from what I've seen. I mean, there's been more talk about it.
I think that's the key. And again, is there funding right now? No, we hear federally with the infrastructure bill. And I want to remind people, discussions for the one in Mishawaka started in 1964. Drawing started in 1964, and it finished last year. But we have to be proactive. We're always accused of being in government reactive. So this Thursday, LEAP puts on a quarterly meeting on different hot topics, and it's for their members, but they actually, I thought was cool for non-members, opened it up. It'll be live on the web for Nick Minnick to talk about, hey, this is our idea, this is our thought process, and he's really kept improving the process of a potential corridor based on conversation with people that could have been affected. And as I've said before, this is not your grandmother's corridor, but anybody that wants to argue about the downtown traffic and the development that could happen for the future, we can ignore it. And then all of a sudden, if people are waiting three series or cycles of lights, which is potentially projected in the future, it could be very difficult. So we encourage anybody. And again, 363-7293, all my buddies get a just they get such humor out of everybody calling me all these names on social media, but then they won't call me and say it. And that's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
You know, we're all adults in the room, but we think there's opportunity to grow, to allow LaPorte to compete with the best. You know, as I talk about when it was the casino, LaPorte voted no. Look where we are today. It was Dr. Kessling offering that free property at Beechwood. All he wanted to do was put some housing. The city said no. We don't always have to say no. And so we've got some other things that we're working on even outside the corridor. We're hopefully going to be bringing back to help our future. But right now, we just want to make sure it's open and updated. And anybody that has questions, 363-7293, Tom Dermody, City of LaPorte Facebook page, either one. We're always accessible. We're always available. And I'm just excited. I know I have to go, but 8 to 8.
Yeah.
Come back, baby.
Buddy.
I'm excited.
Yeah. We'll get together next week. We'll figure out where we're going to. I already know where you're going to help me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The mayor's going to be working with me on roof set next Friday, a week from this Friday.
I am so excited about that. Count me in.
I appreciate
it. It's a good
time. All right. Mayor Tom Dermody has been our guest. If you've got a question, a comment, idea, whatever, contact the mayor himself. He gives his number. He'll answer the phone. If he doesn't, he will get back with you. That I can promise you. That is something that Tom has always done as long as he's been in office. So I think it's really, really cool.